Way English.
An American town called Boring has voted in favour of pairing with a village by the name of Dull in Scotland. This means the two of them will participate in joint activities such as the promotion of tourism and cultural exchange. Boring decided in favour of the move after being approached by the residents of Dull. But what's in a name? Is Boring really tiresome? And is Dull tedious? Are these places in themselves humdrum and insipid? Or is it just their names which suggest they're drab? The village of Dull consists of just one row of houses on the north side of a river valley, which means that it must be very peaceful, but probably rather stale and monotonous for young people looking for exciting nightlife. It should also be said that the origin of the name Dull is from the Gaelic language, which was spoken in Scotland before the arrival of the English. Therefore, it probably means meadow rather than mundane. Boring, on the other hand, was named after an early resident of the town, William H. Boring, though whether he was a wearisome fellow himself is not known. The town lies in the state of Oregon, about 30 kilometres from the city of Portland. Is it flat? Not in a literal sense. Oregon is a mountainous state, and Boring's residents insist that the town is the most exciting place to live. However, in comparison to Seattle, the biggest city in the Pacific Northwest region of the United States, Boring must be at least a little lifeless. However exciting the communities may or may not be, they are both planning events to celebrate their pairing. The Dull and Weem Community Council intends to mark the partnership with a new road sign and street party.
Takeaway English from bbcukchina.com.